You're listening to SBS News.
There are no signs Australia's coronavirus epidemic is easing, with more cases confirmed across the country on Wednesday morning. A second school in Melbourne has been forced to close after a staff member tested positive after returning from the United States. In Queensland, Southern Cross University will shut down two campuses after a staff member was diagnosed. And in Tasmania, the annual Dark Mofo Winter Festival has been cancelled due to infection fears. The federal government has now ramped up its response to the global outbreak.
Morning, everyone.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced international travel bans will now extend to Italy.
Italy itself has effectively put itself into lockdown with travel now, and this largely closes that loop. Any Australians, residents or others who are obviously exempt from those travel bans would be subject to the same 14-day isolation period that applies to the other countries for which there are travel bans.
Federal Cabinet has authorised a raft of health measures to combat COVID-19 domestically at an expected cost of $2.4 billion. $205 million will be spent to set up around 100 pop-up or temporary respiratory clinics. Those clinics will be located in areas of high demand, with the aim of diverting people with mild and moderate symptoms away from GPs and emergency departments to reduce the risk of the disease spreading. A new telehealth Medicare program will also launch on Friday. The bulk bill Medicare claim item allows medical staff to consult via video conference to allow them to diagnose patients without risk of infection. The service will be made available to those already in self-isolation, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over 50, people with chronic health conditions, and pregnant or recently pregnant women. The aim is to reduce the load on the health sector, although the PM admits the system may still struggle over the coming weeks.
Of course, this system will come under stress and it will come under strain. That is to be expected. These will not be usual times and usual demands on our health system. And so I anticipate there will be times where that will come under great stress. That is not a reason for alarm or concern.
$30 million will also be spent on communications to keep the public accurately informed, with Chief Health Officer Brendan Murphy reiterating the call for calm, not panic.
There is no point being tested at the moment if you have not travelled or if you've not been a contact, even if you have flu-like illnesses. We are not saying to people who get acute respiratory symptoms, a cold or a flu, to go and get tested for COVID-19. We are saying that if you've come back from a return traveller or you've been in contact with someone who has been a confirmed case, then you should be tested.
The federal response has been welcomed by Australian Medical Association President Dr. Tony Bartone. He has been pushing for an expansion to telehealth services since last summer's bushfire crisis and says the measures come as a reprieve for health workers on the front line.
This announcement will go a significant part of the way to reducing the load on them while they're preparing themselves for any expected increase in the significant, more complex complications of COVID-19.
Professor Alan Cheng, an infectious disease specialist at Monash University, agrees the response will help efforts to contain the virus. But he warns those measures may need to be upgraded if the epidemic continues to worsen.
If and when the outbreak does emerge into the community, then those, you know, very targeted measures may not be quite so easy to do. And that's when we would start turning to sort of bigger interventions and more disruptive interventions. But it's important that when we do those things, that it's proportional to the risk at the time and we think about the burden of those sort of interventions.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.